Tricia, it's the first chance we've got to publicly congratulate you on becoming a mom. How's life and motherhood treating you?
It's amazing. It's great. I'm a great mom, I have to say. I nailed this.
Well, so now that you're a mom, you probably instead of having maybe 10 things on the go, you maybe have 7 or 8, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm actually 10+2. So there's like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, I found this like nice balance. I'd say now he's 5 months now. Mm-hmm. And the first couple months I was in a baby bubble. So it was like literally like, it was strange to me to not see emails. Like, I'm like, why is there no emails coming in? What's right. going on? Oh, people are waiting for me to be with my baby. Okay. That makes sense. And then now at 5 months I found the work balance. You know, I'm kind of like I bring him to my job. I bring him to my meetings. I had my first post baby photo shoot last week as the cover of Sweat Equity. And there may be a special little guest joining me on the cover, which is kind of fun.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God.
So you just integrate the baby into your work.
He's already got a magazine cover. He's already got me beat by one.
Are you finally getting some sleep now, Trish?
I don't want to, because I know you're a new parent as well.
Oh, yeah, that's Jeff.
I'm a new parent as well. And it's, honestly, it's like you sleep 2 hours, you change a diaper, feed them, go back, and then sleep maybe another hour, get up again. I mean, my wife obviously does more of the work because I'm not working and she isn't now. She's home with the kid. But, yeah, it's a lot of just do what you can with the time you've got. But, my God, I can imagine how things are for you with how busy you are anyway.
You know what? I think the whole workaholic thing kind of played in very well with the motherhood thing because – I'm good to go on like very little sleep. I usually get about 4 hours, 5 hours on average. I just kind of like don't sleep. It's just kind of like what I've always told. I tell you, it was surprisingly easy. Like I go to bed at 3 a.m. because I just do. And I used to work till that, but it's what I do. And it felt okay. I was like, I felt bad because most moms are kind of complaining and they're, you know, how's it feeling? I'm like, it's not bad actually.
With Trish Stratus on Sportsnet today with George Russick. I'm Jeff Sambit, the Sportsnet Radio Network. Trish, I got to ask you about what's going on tomorrow. Now you've got another event that you're getting ready for. Talk about what the power of movement is and it's happening at Stratosphere. What's going on there tomorrow?
So the Power of Movement is Canada's largest yoga fundraiser. So, of course, you know, I had done something down the Toronto location with them. I hosted it 1 year with Tracy Melkor and the folks from CP24. So, you know, it was really great to be a part of it. We saw the great turnout. My grandmother is actually battling with arthritis, and it's probably so debilitating. You watch it, and she can't do anything. And, you know, when they said, do you want to be involved? I'm like, absolutely. So I actually thought I'd like to open up my studio. So we opened up our studio. So there's a location now, like not everyone has to go down to Toronto to do the mega session. So you can come to my studio in Vaughan, Stratosphere, and you can practice there for the cause. But then I thought I'd take another step and open it up to my fans who obviously can't come to Stratosphere necessarily. So I kind of did this, we created this really cool thing, this big incentive thing where, you know, we're sending free, I'm going to send a free 8x10 to everybody who donates a certain amount. And then I have action figures that I'm going to like, I was pulling out all kinds of fun stuff so that, you know, the collector will really be, you know, get these limited edition stuff. So I got a Hall of Fame photo that's never been, you know, printed before. So these are all incentives pricing. So that's turned out really good. And it's like, it's been really cool to see the support. And, you know, we're taking donations up until Sunday at midnight. And so, you know, if you don't come and put on your spandex and join me in the studio, you can go online and get a picture of me in spandex.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
There's a win-win. Win-win. Absolutely.
A win-win. Yeah.
Trish, you talk about yoga, but you also have yoga for hockey players. You want to give us some explanation on that and how that would benefit some hockey players out there?
Sure. Oh my gosh, this was great. We had a yogi. One of our instructors was actually she was a hockey player herself, and so we had a group of guys come in and they wanted to, you know, use this for some part of their training. So she put together this amazing routine, and you know, it was targeted specifically. That's the cool thing about yoga. It's you know, yoga is a bunch of different stretching moves, but you can specifically put them together to tailor it to the athlete's needs. So, you know, we put together this program and it took off, and they really benefit from that. And so we just kind of thought, you know what? So we put it out there. We called it Stratosphere Sports. And we do that. Like sports teams will come to us. We'll tailor a program exactly to the needs of what that sport requires. And it's taken off really well. It's good. And I tell you, that was like, once hockey season started, that was like the number one search thing on our site. Like people were looking for hockey, yoga poses for hockey players. And yeah, it was pretty cool. So it's been well received.
Trisha, your future as far as wrestling goes, anything that you're doing with the WWE, anything at all that fans would be psyched about. I mean, the last time I think that we saw you, you were out announcing to the world your new life was going to be when you were inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. Talk about that. Like, is there anything on the horizon there?
Well, they've extended an invitation for us to, for the family now, to come and join them, at the Hall of Fame and WrestleMania weekend and possibly do some fan access. So, we're working out the logistics to see if, Nana can come with us and hopefully watch the babes. If this can work out, we'll see. Yeah. So it's a there may be a pending, WrestleMania fan access appearance and possibly obviously whatever else fun there is on the weekend. But my dear friend, Lita is being inducted this year, which is really exciting. So, so it's kind of nice to see that the women are being recognized and we're being ushered into this honorable place. And at least not to like give up a crown or anything. It's not like Miss Universe where I'd be like, okay, here you go, Mike. I still got my crown. I still got my ring.
Yeah, of course. They're never going to take that away from you.
No, exactly.
So I was asked this about a new parent that's in athletics and stuff. I mean, if your kid comes to you eventually someday and says down the road they want to get into wrestling, what are you going to say?
Well, I like to say that I want to keep an open mind, just as my parents did when I said, I'm not going to be a doctor. I'm going to pursue this wrestling thing that's kind of presented itself. And they said, cool. So yeah. I would like to say I'd be as supportive as my parents if they were in the beginning. But Vince has already said, there's always room for Maximus Stratus Cisco. So it's a pretty good wrestling name. I think he's already established.
My goodness. So
I think it could work out. He's got a good start if you go that direction.
You know what I was thinking as well, and knowing that you were coming on the show, I was thinking about you and being a mom and being in a mommy's group. If there's ever some kind of a disagreement or something, they're like, don't mess with him. Don't mess with Max because, his mom is Trish Stratus. Everything's good. Whatever Max says, it's all good. So I think a lot of advantages are going to be given to Max thanks to yourself.
The teacher parent meetings will be interesting. I used to watch you. A big fan. Maybe it would be a little to my advantage. I could use that. I know we were getting when I announced it. I kept getting this graphic sent to me that was like a kid's thing. It said my dad can beat up your dad, and it was scratched out and said my mom can beat up your dad.
I love that. Trish Stratus, woman of all things, and now a new mom. Again, the details of the goings-on at Stratosphere and the wonderful charity event that Trish has going on. Just tweeted out a link about that at JeffSammet590, at RussickSN590. Make sure you check that out. And at TrishStratus.com is where you can follow Trish on Twitter. Trish, it's great to hear that you're doing well, and you sound great. And looking forward to seeing you and talking to you more now that life will kind of even out a little bit for you as a mom. Thanks for this. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, all right?
All right. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate it.
All right. There's Trish Stratus.